بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على نبينا محمد المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادر التقى. ما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters who are listening at home, we are now entering the holiday season, and from this weekend till the end of the month of December is what we know to be as shopping season. From this weekend, shopping season will start and people will be flooding the stores, the few stores that are open, to take advantage of all the sales, and people will shop. Like they say in English, people will shop till they drop. And since many stores are going to be closed because of the lockdown, many people will be doing a lot of online shopping. Shopping with online vendors such as Amazon and eBay and other online vendors. And actually, if you look at it, it seems as if online shopping is the new thing now, right? From the comfort of your home, you can order whatever you want. Sometimes the prices online are even better than the prices in store. We have same day delivery, next day delivery. We have the option of free returns. And now many people are also looking into, doing their groceries online as well, with services like Instacart and things like that. People are not even stepping out of the house to do their groceries. People are ordering their groceries online as well. And people are ordering a lot more fast food because of apps like Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes and DoorDash and other, such applications. So the reality, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is that we are all, whether we know it unknowingly or knowingly, we are all the victims of consumerism, where we love to buy and buy. And this is something that is becoming more and more dominant, and more people are becoming victim to this consumerism since the whole Industrial Revolution. We have become obsessed with buying things, with acquiring goods, with spending our money so that we can have everything. I need to have the latest iPhone. Right, I already have the iPhone 10, or I already have the iPhone 11, but now the iPhone 12 is coming out, so I need to have the iPhone 12. Or I have the Samsung Galaxy S10, but now the Samsung Galaxy S10 Edge is coming out. I need that new one. What's the difference between the two? One has a 6-inch screen, the other one has a 7-inch screen. One has a 15 megapixel camera and the other one has an 18 megapixel camera. All up until this time, I was completely fine with the 15 megapixel camera. But now, because the 18 megapixel camera one is out, I need to have the 18 megapixel camera. So we have so many different ways of spending our money. There's so many different things that we want. And we buy and buy and buy. We buy so many things that we don't even have the space in our houses to store these things. And typically, if you go to anyone's house, right, their house is full of different things, their storage rooms, their cabinets. You know, I went to somebody's house the other day, and he was, he has a nice big house, he has a garage, and he has a basement, but everything is full of stuff. The garage is full of stuff, the basement is full of stuff, the storerooms are full of stuff, the cabinets are full of things. And he was telling me himself, he tells me, you know, I have so many things, I have no idea why I have all these things, and half these things I don't even use, but despite that, there's no space inside my house for anything. And that's why many, many people, right, they even pay for extra storage, right? They buy a locker somewhere, or they buy a storage room somewhere, they pay another $50 or $100, right? Just so they can store the stuff that they've bought, but they don't really use. And then we have, you know, things like Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Boxing Day, where people go even more crazy. And every year, you know, we see videos of people stampeding the stores, lining up outside from 12 o'clock a.m., 3 o'clock a.m., 5 o'clock a.m. People are lining up outside in the freezing cold. And they would never, you know, wake up that early to perform Salatul Tahajjud. But all of a sudden, everyone can wake up early when it comes to a sale, or when a new product is about to be released. Like we know, just a couple of weeks ago, the PS5, right, was going to be released at midnight or whatever. So people will have all their devices ready, and on each of their device, they'll have multiple browsers open, and on each browser, they will have multiple tabs open, and on each, they will have multiple devices open, just to make sure that they get that product before anybody else. And we've seen in the last couple of weeks how people, they purchased the new, you know, PS5, the game console, for $500, and then they were selling it on Kijiji, and they were selling it on Facebook Market for $1,000, for $1,200. Some people even sold it for $1,500. And the amazing thing is that they were so easily able to sell it, right? They were so easily able to find customers and consumers who would pay such a high price, such a premium price, even though if those people had just waited a couple of months, you know, till February or March, they could have gotten the same product for $300, $400. But this is that craze that we are all consumed by, that has taken over all of us, that we need to have everything, and we need to have everything first. My dear respected brothers and sisters, as Muslims, we have to take our guidance from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And if we study the Quran and the Sunnah, we read the ahadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَا تَزَالُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the feet of Ibn Adam, the feet of the son of Adam on Yawmul Qiyamah, will not even be able to move from its spot, حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعِينَ, until he has asked about four things. And one of those things, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مِنْ أَيْنَ اِكْتَسَبْتَ وَأَيْنَ أَنْفَقْتَ. That Rasulullah said that a person will not be able to move on Yawmul Qiyamah until he is asked, where did you earn your money from, and where did you spend that money? Where did you earn your money from? Did you earn your money from halal avenues? Did you earn your money from pure avenues? Or did you earn your money by lying, or by cheating, or by cheating the system, or by frauding the system? Or did you earn halal money with your own hard work, with your own hands? And even after you earn your money in a halal manner, the second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask is, where did you spend your wealth? Did you spend your wealth in good causes? Did you spend your wealth in good avenues? Did you spend your wealth in charitable avenues? Did you spend your wealth on the right people? Or were you extravagant in your spending? Were you spending on the wrong things? Were you spending on those things which earns Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure? Sometimes we may be spending our money on something halal, but we are being extravagant in our spending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us a principle in the Holy Quran. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. Eat and drink as you like, but do not exceed the boundaries. Do not be extravagant. Do not go over the limits, right? You have to purchase a house. There are 5 members inside your family. A 3-bedroom house is good enough for you and your family, and perhaps 1 extra bedroom for guests or your parents who visit once in a while. So if a 3-bedroom house or a 4-bedroom house is enough for you, do you really need a 6-bedroom or a 7-bedroom or an 8-bedroom house, right? A car that can get you from A to B and has all the facilities of comfort inside that car, you can buy it for $30,000-$40,000. Do you really need a car that has all these features that you are never going to use in your life, and it costs $80,000-$90,000 just so that you can show off to your friends and you can show off to your family? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that the people who are extravagant in their spending, they are the brothers of shaitan. Such a strong and such a stern verse of the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the ulama, they explained that tabdhir is when a person, he's spending his wealth, he may be spending it on something which by nature is halal, but the only reason he is spending it is so that he can flaunt his wealth and he can show off his wealth and he can show the people how rich he is and how much money he has. And every time we talk about tabdhir, the topic of and the discussion of weddings come up as well, that the amount of money that we as a community and Muslims, we spend on our wedding functions and we spend on our wedding customs and we spend on decorations and we spend on clothing that we are perhaps only going to wear once in our life. If we were to add up all that money, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that money can feed an entire third world country. And, you know, alhamdulillah, with this whole COVID situation, you know, it has taught us, you know, once again, that we can have simple nikahs. We can have, you know, small functions. Our daughters and our sons can get married without spending $100,000 or without spending $200,000. We can have a simple nikah function with 20-25 people in, you know, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can also feed our family and friends without going through all that extra hoo-ha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that people who are extravagant in their spending and they spend just that so that they can show off and people can see how much wealth they have, these are the brothers of shaitan. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being so stern about extravagant spending? The ulama explain that just as how shaitan, he creates hatred between people, and shaitan, he creates animosity between people, this in the same manner, when rich people flaunt their money and they show off their wealth and they post about it on their social media feed, then what happens is the poor class of people, people who are less fortunate, people who are unfortunate, people who don't have enough money to bring food on, you know, on the dinner table for their families, people who just about scrape it at the end of the month, people who just about have enough money for rent, then these people's hearts will be filled with hatred and will be filled with jealousy and will be filled with contempt with regards to those people who are flaunting their money. And then you have, you know, things like the French Revolution, where the poor people, they stood up and they rebelled against the higher class of people. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّلِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, right, we need to learn to control ourselves. If we look in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the lifestyle of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, right, one of the outstanding features of their society and their community, if an outsider was to come to Medina Munawwara and analyze the lives of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, two factors would stand out very, very clearly. Number one, there was a lot of haya and modesty in that society. The interaction between males and females was an interaction full of haya and full of modesty. And number two, they lived a simple lifestyle. They did not live a lavish lifestyle. Whether they had money, whether they didn't have money. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muslims, they didn't have much. The Muslims were not so well off. The Muslims were poor, right? And they lived a simple lifestyle. But even after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when wealth started pouring in to the Muslim community, when Islam expanded beyond Arabia, and there were many expeditions, and the Muslims became richer, and wealth poured into the community, there wasn't a significant change in their lifestyle. They continued living the same lifestyle. And if we compare our lifestyle to their lifestyle, we can see a drastic difference. We have, you know, a dozen pair of shoes, and we have a dozen pair of clothes, and we have, you know, we don't even want to be seen in the same clothes again in functions, right? When you dress up for a function, right, we want to put on new clothing, right? We don't want people to say, oh, he wore the same, you know, shirt, or he wore the same pants, or she wore the same dress in the last function. So this is how our mentality has become. And this whole, you know, credit card system, right, where we all have multiple credit cards and we're buying everything on our credit cards because we get points, you know, on our credit cards, and, you know, we can just tap and tap and tap. And when we tap our credit card, we don't even think, you know, how much money we're spending. And now you don't even have to tap your credit card. You just take your phone out and you tap your phone, because your phone has Google Pay and your phone has, you know, all these other paying options. And then it's only at the end of the month, you know, when you get your bill in the mail or you get your e-bill and you see, oh my God, I spent $3,000. What did I spend $3,000 on? So my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to kind of, you know, step back, and we need to look back at our spending habits. So what I want today, and what my message today, is that we need to, you know, reconsider our spending habits. And when we're out shopping, when we go out on Boxing Day, or when we go out on Cyber Monday, or, you know, before you make that big purchase, ask yourself, do I really need this? Do I really need this? Do I really need to spend $1,000 on this? Do I really need it? Or is it just something that I want? Do I already have something similar that's already fulfilling my needs? Right? Do I already have a winter jacket that's keeping me warm in the winter? Do I really need this Canada Goose jacket that's costing $1,000? And if the answer is no, then perhaps you can, you know, skip that purchase. Ask yourself, am I really buying this because it's going to increase my, you know, productivity and make my life easier? Or is it just something that I'm purchasing so that I can, you know, look better at the next function that I go to, or the next party that I go to? And if the answer is yes, I'm only buying it so that I can look good in the next party and function that I can go to, then perhaps, my dear respected brothers and sisters, we can think about better avenues that we can spend that money on. We can find better avenues that will go further than that next party. Something that will not only help us in this world, but something that will help us in the hereafter as well. There are so many avenues of charity. There are so many acts of goodness that we can do. but we are not doing, because we are spending our money on our desires. We are going much, much beyond our needs, and we are spending our money just to fulfill our desires, and we are letting our money and we are letting our wealth define us. Whereas, my dear respected brothers and sisters, it is not our wealth that should be defining us. It is our character. It is our akhlaq. It is our moral compass and our morality that should be defining us as human beings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the tawfiq. May Allah azza wa jal grant us all the tawfiq to use our wealth in a responsible manner, in a mature manner, in a way that will earn us the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in a way that will keep us away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Just a few important announcements, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Number one, as many of you have may seen the posters that have been circulating on social media over the past week or so, inshallah ta'ala, this evening we will be having a guidance and careers seminar for high school students, especially grade 12 students who will be filling out their college and their university applications before June the 15th. Inshallah, we will be have professionals from different backgrounds. Inshallah, they will be speaking and they will be answering any questions that the youth may have. And there will be also a presentation on different career pathways. So inshallah, this will be a very beneficial program for our high school students. This program was going to take place in person, but because of COVID, it is now taking place online. You can find the registration link on the Islamic Society of Toronto website. And we ask that if anyone still has not registered, then they register, inshallah, very, very soon, or before 3 o'clock, if possible, inshallah. Also, second announcement is that, inshallah ta'ala, our masjid expansion project, alhamdulillah, is continuing. The construction is still going on at the new masjid, despite the lockdown. And as we announce every week, my dear respected brothers and sisters, in order to keep that construction going and keep this project moving, we are in need of funds. Every month we are in need of $75,000 to pay to the construction company to keep that construction going. There's also a lot of qardh hasana that we have to return to the community. We have about $400,000 in qardh hasana that we need to pay back to brothers and sisters who have lent us in the past. By the end of this month, so roughly we have about $475,000 that we are in urgent need of by the end of this month. We've collected about half of that. We are still in need of $250,000 by the end of this month. So my humble request and appeal to all the brothers and sisters to continue donating generously right now, because the masjid is closed, and because the Jum'ah Salah is not taking place in the masjid. You know, before, brothers and sisters used to come for Jum'ah Salah, they used to donate $10, $20, $30, $40 when they come for Salatul Jum'ah. But unfortunately, that's not happening right now. But we still appeal to our brothers to continue to support generously. You can donate online, inshallah. If you go to the Islamic Society of Toronto website, you can donate, inshallah, online. So please continue whatever you were donating when the masjid was open. Continue donating online, inshallah. It's the end of the tax year as well. You will also get, inshallah, a tax deductible receipt as well. Also, brothers who are able to give qarz hasana, right, an interest-free loan, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 for 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, 1 year, whatever time period you're able to give it for, inshallah, you can speak to the brothers in the office. You can call in or you can email, inshallah. And this will, inshallah, help us fulfill our expenses right now. Then when it is your turn to get your money back, inshallah, we can pay you back on time as well. So brothers, inshallah, please consider giving qarz hasana to the masjid as well. And alhamdulillah, our team is going around door to door, throughout the different buildings in the Thorncliffe and Flemington area as well. So please, when the brothers come inshallah and knock on your door, please also support the masjid project with your generosity and with your du'as too inshallah. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses every single one of you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every single one of you during these very challenging and difficult times. And we also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He eases the situation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us afiyah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of the masjid so that we can once again come in and perform our salah and our Jummah salah insha'Allah. And also, as we know, the lockdown, this first lockdown is coming to an end on the 21st. And we don't have any further announcements on whether the lockdown is going to continue or not. But inshallah, whatever the decision is made by our local and provincial government, and whatever impact that has on the masjid, inshallah, we are optimistic that inshallah there will be some khair. But inshallah, we will be making announcements on our website. So please continue checking the Islamic Society of Toronto website, inshallah, for further updates. Jazakumullahu khairan, ahsan al-jaza. And as we also know that because of the situation, it is not possible for brothers to perform, for everybody to be performing their Salatul Jum'ah at home. So if you don't have enough, you know, members of the family to perform Salatul Jum'ah at home, you can perform your Salatul Dhuhr, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan, ahsan al-jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.